On Kuf Mem Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara quotes a Machlokes HaTanoim regarding Kol Davash Asa Chachamim Shem Arisayin, whether B'Chadrich HaDorim it's also Asur or not. Then there's a Machlokes HaRishayim had a Paskin. The Mishnah Berurah points out that Rov HaRishayim Paskin, the B'Chadrich HaDorim is also Asur, and the Balamor and a small group of Rishayim Paskin, B'Chadrich HaDorim is Mutar. What is the Mokar for the whole din of Arisayin? So we have a Mishnah in Shkolim in Perek Gimel, where the Mishnah says that the three times a year they would do Trumas Alishka. They would take out money 2 weeks before Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 2 weeks before Shavuos, 2 weeks before Sukkot, and they would use that money for the purpose of purchasing the Karbanos Seba for that third of the year. So the Kohen who went in to take the Trumas Alishka shouldn't have any pockets in his clothing, shouldn't have any cups in his pants, then no one should think that he's walking off with any money. So the Mishnah says this is based on the Pasuk of Chumash, V'yisim Nikiyim Hashem Yisrael. The truth of the matter is the Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk V'yisim Nikiyim Hashem Yisrael doesn't mean that. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling B'nei Godim Neruf and Chatzah Shevet HaManasseh, they have to help out in the war effort in Eretz Yisrael. And they'll be yotze the mitzvah of kibush Eretz Yisrael, yisim nikiyim Hashem, and they have a shibut to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Doesn't mean that Bnei Yisrael are going to be choshed b'ksherim. They're going to be choshed that they did something wrong. Yisim nikiyim Bnei Yisrael means that they'll do their obligation. Someone who doesn't serve in the army is cheating the other people who do serve in the army. That's the point of the pasuk. Everyone is mukhiyif to pay tax. Whoever doesn't pay tax is causing other people to pay more tax. Whoever doesn't serve in the army is causing other people to serve in the army longer. So it's not fair. So the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk, that's a Shaila. Is this just an Asmachtim of the Rabbanim? Yisim Nikim is only an Asmachtim of the Rabbanim Arisayin. Or is it a real Rosh Gemur Deraisa that there's an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk, Yisim Nikim, Hashem Yisrael, that you shouldn't do that would appear as if you're doing an Avera. There's a famous story that told about the Chafetz Chaim, that he was once traveling by train to go back home to Radin, and in his cabin there was another Balabas who didn't know who he was, and the Balabas asked the Chafetz Chaim, "Oh, where are you going? Going to Radin? Do you know the holy tzaddik, the Gadol HaDor, the Chafetz Chaim?" So he felt very uncomfortable to say that he's the Chafetz Chaim. So he said, "Yeah, he knows who he is." So he says, "Is he really? Tell me over something great from him." So he felt uncomfortable. He said, he kept on knocking down his own greatness. So the other Balabas said, "Yeah, Shegetz, yeah, Chotzev, how do you say such things about the holy tzaddik, the Chafetz Chaim?" So then when he got to Radin, so the Chafetz Chaim ran out of the train, he ran home, and this Balabas later davened Mincha Ma'ariv in the yeshiva, and he saw the Chafetz Chaim, this man who was on the train, walked up to the front. He was davening in the Mizrach, so he realized he was the Chaim. So the Balabas asked, he went and he apologized why he gave him such a hard time on the train. He didn't realize that he was the Chafetz Chaim. So the Chafetz Chaim says, "No, I did wrong. I wrote so many svarim. I dedicated so much of my life for the campaign against Lashon Hara, and I forgot to mention in the svarim such an elementary din that one is not even allowed to say Lashon Hara against himself. Not only is it forbidden to say Lashon Hara against other people, it's also to say Lashon Hara against oneself." So he was knocking down his own greatness. So Rav Soloveitchik once told over this story. It's printed in the Svarim. So he said, that's Alpi Pashas, that's the halacha of Marizai. A person is not permitted to do something that conveys the impression as if he did an aver. So Rav Soloveitchik explained what's the nature of the din, that a person is not a balabas on his own reputation. Just like you're not allowed to be a mabasa to someone else, you're not allowed to ruin the other one's reputation, you're not allowed to ruin your own reputation. You're not a balabas on your own reputation. You should have the right to be mevater on it. The Stechemed has Likut from Achreinim, so he quotes some Achreinim who point out that there are really two different kinds of marasayin. Sometimes there's a marasayin. Let's say a person has to use the restroom, so he goes into a trefa location just to use the telephone, or just to use the restroom, or just to buy a Coca-Cola. So people are not going to think that it's kosher. They sell him over there, so that's a marasayin. People will think that he's doing an avera. People may think that he's really a faker. He acts as if he's religious, and there he's going into this trefa, Howard Johnson's or whatever. He's going to eat some trefa food. Then there's another kind of a marasayin that let's say there's a restaurant that has a shvache hashgach, and it's really not kosher. He's going to go in not to eat any food there. He's a rabbi with a long beard and a long jacket. He's going to go in to use the restroom or to use the telephone. So by his walking in, he may mislead people into thinking that it's really kosher over there. So this is a different. The first Maris Ayin is what we would call an Imar Mishum Chashoda, that people will be choshed that he's doing an Avera. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim said. You're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara against yourself or to imply Lashon Hara against yourself. You're not the Balabas on your own reputation. You should have the right to be Mevater on it. But this situation, if he's going into a restaurant that has an improper, has a shvach hashgoche, by his going in, people are going to think that it's kosher. This is a totally different kind of marisayin. This is a marisayin. It's in a certain sense a form of lifneiva l'sitei michshol. The real lifneiva l'sitei michshol means I give Eivim Nachai Leben Noyach or Yayin Kos Yayin LeNazir. I set him up that he should do the Aveira. Whether he's b'shogeg or b'mezid, whatever. Over here, I'm minding my own business. I want to use the telephone. I want to use the restroom. So I'm not setting the other people up to do an aver. It's sort of a lifneiva b'shevi altase. By my minding my own business, I didn't go out of my way to avoid the misunderstanding. I go in to use the telephone there, so I will be misleading. I may be misleading some people into believing that the place is really kosher. So that's really, in a certain sense, that's a violation of lifneiva b'shevi michshol. But he didn't do a hachshola b'kum v'yaseh. It's sort of lifneiva b'shevi altas. So these are the two different types of marisayin. This halacha, most of the rishonim paskin that afilu b'chadr chador maser also. That's how we accept in Shulchan Aruch. So there is a pischi tshuva in Yerudeh semekuf chabzayin in the middle of Hilchas Tam Yena. So because the sugya in Gittin, middle of Gittin, the Gemara talks about Erechad Nemi Misurim by Stam Yenim. So the Shulchan Aruch put all the dinim of Erechad Nemi Misurim in the middle of Hilchas Stam Yenim. Should have been in Siman Aleph and Yerudeh. Part of the dinim of Erechad Nemi Misurim are in the end of Siman Aleph and Yerudeh. But they're scattered about. So the bulk of the dinim are in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin. That's where the Mordechai and the Rosh have all the klolim of Erechad Nemi Misurim. And that's Sugi and Gittin. Omalei Echad, Nesnasach Yenecho, and so on. So the Pischei Tshuva discusses the following shaila, which is not discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, just the Pischei Tshuva has it. I know that something is kosher, and two Mishigoyim come and they testify in public that this thing is treif. I know that they're lying. So am I permitted to eat it or not? So to eat it in public is an Isser of Marizayin. The people will think that for sure I'm doing an Aver. The public does know that I'm telling the truth and that these two fakers are telling a lie. The public will think that I'm doing an Aver. And if I lead it in public, Bezdin will give me malchus. The Bezdin doesn't know that I'm telling the truth, they're lying. Bezdin relies on the Ein Dvar B'Shalecha B'Makom Shnayim. So the two witnesses testify that it's treif. So Bezdin will give me malchus. So if I lead it in public, it's an Iser Mishum Marisayin. People will think that I'm doing an Avera. And the Bezdin will even give me malchus. What if no one's watching? Would you say in such a case that since if I do it in public, it'll be also Mishum Marisayin, so if I do it privately, we pass on Chadri Chadorm, Rav Rishon pass Chadri Chadorm, would you say that it's also? So he quotes the Achrayinim, a few Achrayinim say, yeah, that Afilu B'Chadri Chadorm, you're also not allowed to do it. So this is really a big question. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like that opinion. The Stechemet quotes three opinions about this. Rav Soloveitchik thought that Marisayin is a real din. Either it's a din de Rabbanon, based on the Asmach, the Yisim, the Kim, Hashem, Yisrael. Maybe it's a real Droshe Gemurah de Raisa. You thought Marisayin is a real din. You don't need the Chacham, you have to make a Takana de Rabbanon. The Gemara's Loshen is, Kol Dov Shosa Chacham, Mishum Marisayin, Afilu Bechad Rechador Moser. It means, when the Tanoim and the Chacham singled out a certain activity, like hanging up, I'm walking in the street and it's pouring and all of my clothes are sopping wet. So if when I go home, I'm going to hang it up on the line. So the Chachamim singled this out, even if they wouldn't have singled it out. It would also be also Mishum Marisayin. Marisayin is a real din, either a real din deraisa, a real din derabbanan. But since the Chachamim singled it out, so Ruba de Ruba of the Takanas Chachamim were instituted as a loyplug. So even in a situation where the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, the Gzera still applies. Why did they make things as a loyplug? Why do they want to make? Why didn't they make every din the Rabbanon should depend whenever the reason applies? The Gzera applies whenever the reason doesn't apply. The Gzera doesn't apply. So the Mishkan is Yankiv has a tshuva about this, and after he wrote all the big tshuvas in the Mishkan is Yankiv, he published a smaller sefer called Kohelas Yankiv. He has the leftover tshuvas. He has a knockout tshuva there, tshuva aleph and beis in Chelek Chashem Mishpat, where he discusses this topic. So he says, "Called the tikkun rabbanan came the raisa tikkun. All the dinim the raisa, the rabbanan shalom certainly has a reason for all the dinim. So should I say whenever the reason applies, the mitzvah applies? Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah the raisa doesn't apply?" Or do you say, no, it's a loy plug deraisa? So that's a machlokes hatanaim, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. One of the marmikaimis is in Bob Mitzian, Daf Kuf Tezvav, and out. That's the original machlokes, whether the Sachval Begin Amona. So all the Tanaim agree that the reason for the Sachval Begin Amona is Atamasiya Shem Rabbi Shechina Seho. If I'm going to lend money to an Amona, and she's going to give me her dress as a mashkin, so in the daytime she needs the dress, I'm going to come. She's going to call me up at 6:30 in the morning. She needs a dress back. So I'm going to come to her home, but I say, I want another mashkin, so she'll give me her pajamas. She only needs the pajamas at night. So I'm going to walk in the street at 6:30 in the morning. I'm going to ring her bell, and then she's going to open up. She's going to take off the pajamas. She's going to be staying undressed behind the door. Then I'm going to give her the dress through the crack in the door. She's going to give me the pajamas. So I'm going to walk in the street with the pajamas. Then she wants to go to sleep at 12:30 at night. So she calls me up on the phone, she needs the pajamas, I have to give it back to Ksus Laila Balu Ksus Yom Vayom. So I come at 12:30 to her apartment, but I say, I want another mashkin. So she's going to take off her dress. She's standing undressed on the other side of the door. She's going to give me the dress. So the people are going to see this rich man keeps on bringing, always visits by the almana. In the daytime, he's walking around with pajamas, and the nighttime, he's walking around with her dress. So they're going to think that they're having an affair. Atamaseh Hashem Rabbi Shechinah. What happens if the almana to whom I lent all the money is Mrs. Gimbel's, Mrs. Macy's, and she gave me a mashkin 500 dresses? She doesn't need it back. She's not a ksus yom bayom. She has a store. She's an almana ashira. So the whole reason for the din deraisa doesn't apply. So that's the machlokes of Shimon and the Chacham. So Reb Shimon says that it's not a loy plug deraisa. That dashin and time in the krua, the reason for the mitzvahs, is treated like one of the midrash atarin ed reshes bam. Then whenever you have midrash atarin ed reshes bam, klal prat, whatever, all of the klom dov shoye b'chalal, yatzman ha-klal, all the klolim regulate the application of the mitzvahs. Whenever, based on the klolim, so you determine when the mitzvah applies. So Reb Shimon holds that time of the krua, the reason for the mitzvah, is also a drasha, darshin a time of the krua. Whenever the reason for the din doesn't apply, the din doesn't apply. We have not accepted Reb Shimon's opinion. We pass kandoy dashin a time of the krua. Tosis points out in Gittin and other mesichtas that time of the krua is a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. To try to ask it, what are the reasons for all of the mitzvahs? What moral, ethical, or religious principle is the Torah trying to teach us by having given us this mitzvah? So to try to figure out what is the time of the krua, the Rambam has in the Mor Nevuchim, and Sefer HaChinuch has in the Ari Halas, and the Rishonim, and Achronim, they all give time of the krua. So time of the krua, to try to figure out time of the krua, is a chelik of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's not from the midas, shatar nidreshes, by means it doesn't regulate the application of the mitzvah. We assume, in ruba, the ruba of the cases, that loy dashin a time of the krua, that the mitzvah is a loy plug, even in a situation where the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah and the Torah still applies. So that's what the Mishkan Asanki writes in his Truva, that Ruba, the Ruba of the once in a while you have a din, that it is Darshin in time of the Krua. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin in the second parak, let's say it says Kavura. Why do you have to have Kavatik Barenim by Yamahu? Because Kikilos Elakim Tole. Because man was created, Betzalim Elakim, Berei Yisrael Abanim Lamakim. So if you're going to leave the Mace over till the next day, it's a Bizoyin HaMace. So the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, what if someone dies on one day, and if you're going to bury him today, his children won't be able to come in from South America, from Eretz Yisrael, they won't be able to attend the funeral, and not so many people will know about it. If you postpone the kavura till tomorrow, the day after, so more people will come attend, and it'll be l'kavod ha-meis. Since the whole reason for the Issa Halonis ha-meis is because of Bizoyin ha-meis, Kikilos Elokim Toloi, so whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the whole din doesn't apply. So Samrachrenim es kakasha beloy dashin and time of the krua. So the answer, no. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, whenever the pasuk says the reason, it says beferish. Whenever the reason says beferish, then even the chachamim the Reb Shimon hold that dashin and time of the krua. So by dinam de rabbanon also called the tikkun rabbanon came there. I said tikkun ruba the ruba of the dinam de rabbanon were instituted as a leplug, just like all the dinam de raisa. Once in a long while you'll have this. The gemara kiddushin daf yud aleph and aleph. The gemara has is Gzeira Derabbanan, that Arusa Ein Achelas B'Truma. In the Torah, Eishes Koyin Achelas B'Truma, even if they only had Erisin, they didn't even have Nisuin yet. In the Torah, Arusa Achelas B'Truma. And there's Gzeira Derabbanan, why she's not allowed to eat Truma. The Gemara has a Machloikes Amorayim. What was the reason for the Gzeira Derabbanan? The Gemara gives, Nafkeminas Ledina, Kibel Masav HaHalach. So the Rashba points out in the second parak in Kedushin that there's a stiras asugyas. What's the din? This Gemara Yud Aleph and Mid Aleph says whenever the reason for the gzera doesn't apply, so the gzera doesn't apply. And the Gemara in the second parak seems to indicate that it's a loy tesis, and the second parak points out it's a loy plug rabban. So that's, there are exceptions to the rule. There are a few exceptions to the rule where you have a gzera just like on the level of the raisa. There are a few exceptions to the rule. Rare cases. Whenever the tam ha-mitzvah is written right next to the mitzvah, so then we say, whenever the tam doesn't apply, so the mitzvah doesn't apply. Even the chachamim would say, dashin and tam in the krok. So there are a few rare cases. Ruba de ruba of the gzeres de rabbanon, they made the gzeres de rabbanon, they didn't incorporate the tam ha-gzer into the nusach ha-gzer. There are a few rare cases in the Gemara, 1 or 2% of the cases, where they made the gzeres de rabbanon, and they said, the gzeres de rabbanon is because of this and this reason. So whenever the gzera has the tam gzera included, incorporated into the nusach gzera. So whenever the tam doesn't apply, so the din de rabbanon doesn't apply. So that's Rav Soloveitchik thought. Like this opinion in the Stei Chemed, three different opinions in Achrayim. He thought Maris Zion is a real din, either a real din de rais, a real din de rabbanon. But it's only when it applies. Whenever there's no Maris Zion, whenever no one's watching, whenever it's chadrich adam, there's no issue of Maris Zion. But if the Chachamim singled it out, Kol Dabar She'as Chachamim Shu Marisayin, you don't need the Chachamim to declare something as Marisayin. If there's a Chashash Marisayin, it's also by itself, either Deraisa or Derabbanan. But Kol Dabar She'as Chachamim Shu Marisayin, if they singled it out, that you're not allowed to hang up wet clothing on Shabbos, also L'shotchan B'chama, so then Ruba de Ruba of the Gzeres Derabbanan were instituted as Aloy Plux, even the Chadre Chador Medel also the Yos. This Pischei Tshuva that I just mentioned holds not so. He holds it even. There never was a takana de Rabbanan that if there are two witnesses who tell a lie that the food is treif and I know that it's kosher, I know that they're lying. They never made a gzera de Rabbanan that it's awesome Shemar Zayin. We understand not our own that it's awesome. So the Pischei Tshuva is, quoting Achrayim, they're working on the assumption Mar Zayin is also by itself, either men or term of the Rabbanan. You don't need a takanas chachamim. In every single case of Mar Zayin is also afilu b'chadri chador. And then the Pischei Tshuva, and then the Stei Chemed quotes a third opinion that Marisayin is not also on its own. It's only called Dovash also Chachamim, Mishur Marisayin. Whatever the Gemara didn't single out as a situation of Marisayin, it had the Gomer. There's no Issa Deraisa, there's no Issa Derabban, only what they singled out. Whatever they singled out, it'll be also Rafila B'chadri Chadar. So Rav Soloveitchik thought the middle Shita makes more sense, that Marisayin is also, either Deraisa Rabban, Marisayin is always also. But it's not going to be also b'chadri chador. If there's no marisayin, so it's mutter. But if the chachamim singled it out, then they made a loy plug rabbanon, like a ruba de ruba of the gzeres de rabbanon. I wanted to speak a little bit about the din that appears earlier on the yom and on kuf mem vav hamibes. There's a din with rabbanon and the chachamim begoyza that emes mitame kol svivo of dalet ames. What's the reason for the gzeres? The Tosfos quotes from the Gemara in the end of Shulch Mecham, the end of Masech Hasoita, mem dalet and mem aleph. A mace is mitame ba'ohel. Mace is saws mitame ba'ohel. So there are three different kinds of ohel. One is if I'm mahel on top of the mace. One is the mace is carried on top of me. Then the third one that's called ohel hamshoch. If I'm over here, the mace is over there. We're both under the same roof. But one of the basic dinim, a more chamadik and a veil, a more chamadik a form of veil is if I'm Michael on top of the mace. So if I'm going to be close to the mace, I may, by mistake, let's say this is the mace, I may wave my hand over here without even realizing that it was so close I was Michael on top of the mace. So they made Gzera de Rabbanon. If you're within Dalet Ames of the mace, there's a chashash, Shema Yahil, so they made a tumah mid de Rabbanon. Someone is so tall, you stretch out your arm, it's going to be dalet ames. People are not so tall. How can, why do they make such a din de rabbanon, such a harchoke to a harchoke? I thought the pashtus is, they had a gzera de rabbanon, but then called the tikkun rabbanon came, the raisa tikkun, whenever you have a din de rabbanon. So they try to work with building blocks that exist on the level of the raisa. So I thought that the shear of Dalet Amos around the mace is the shear that exists on the level of the rice. The marker for this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Mem Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara says that when you hang a person up, there's a Machle Mishnah, the Pasuk in Chumash says, Ki yib yish chet mishpat mavis v'humas v'salisa salaitz. So the Tanoim have a machlekes, but the kolon is called nitlim, or only megadef and oved avodizor. But I call parim letz a megadef and oved avodizor. So they have to have tliya. So the Gemara seems to say explicitly there. Rashi tells you where the pasuk is, that the eitz and nitlabo, you have to bury the eitz also. Not only is there a mitzvah kavatik berena to bury the mace, the haruge bezin, you have to bury the eitz also. Then the Gemara has on that's a mem vavam base. The Gemara in the previous daf, Memheim Beis, points out, let's say a person deserved skilo. So you push him over a building, and then if he's still alive, so you have to throw stones. So the achas evin sheniskalbo, the stones that we threw on him to kill him, or let's say a person was put to death by saif. So the saif with which we killed him, or the suda shenech, person deserved chenek, so the suda shenech nakbo has to be buried with him as well. So the Gemara says, Ima salka, daitachmani min. You bury the mace, let's say, in a coffin. So you put in the same coffin, you put the suda, you put the saif, you put the eitz. The Gemara says, no, imu bitfusasa. You should be, the Rashi explains, toch dalet amos. So it's a real din deraisa. That's learned that from psukim, that the saif shenerakbo, and the suda shenechakbo, and the eben sheniskalbo, and the eitz shenditlo olav has to be buried with him. But the Gemara says, not with him, literally with him. With him is Toch dalet amos is betfusos. So I thought, called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said, Tikkun, people are not so tall. Even a person is very tall. He's not 100 amos tall. It's not Og Melech HaBoshan. So if they made Gzer the Rabbanan, why'd they give a sheer dalet amos? Dalet amos is nowhere near the mace. How can you say there's a chashash he's going to lean over the mace without realizing it if he's 3.5 amos away? So I thought they had to have some kind of a sheer. So the Chapton called the Tikkun Rabbanan came there, I said, Tikkun, there is a sheer. When you get to dinam deraisa, if you toch dalet amos to the mace, so there is such a shear. That's called tfusas hameis. That's a concept deraisa. So I thought that called the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun. So there is a din in the Gemara that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Samachay Sifhei, Ein Koivin Tzadik Eitzel Rosho. And the Gemara says it based on the story in Sefer Melachim that a person died, he wasn't a tzaddik, and by mistake they were about to bury him, and then soldiers came and they ran away, so they dropped his body right next to Elisha Novi, and it's going to turn out that this no goodnik was buried next to the tzaddik Elisha Novi. So the pasuk says that a miracle occurred and the guy came back to life in order not to violate the din of the Ein Koivin Tzaddik Eitzel Rosh, a pasuk in Tanakh. So how far away do you have to bury the tzaddik from the Rosha? So Rabbi Shlomo Eiger writes in Yeridea, not Sif, Simshin Samachay Sifay, you have to be marchik chesamis in between the two. You shouldn't have interlocking tvisas hakever. The dalet amos is the sheer tvisas hakever, so you shouldn't have interlocking. So he talks about a person is a mishumad, one who studied in a missionary school. A Jew is a mishumad, an Abed Abed Zorah, and you're not allowed to bury him next to an observant Jew because Ein Koivin Tzaddik Eitzel Rosho. So you have to have a harchoke of Eid Amos. So if you, 25 years ago, one of the prominent Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael has since then passed away, wrote a tshuva that I thought was absolutely incorrect. He says, what about burying a Nochri Eitzel Yisrael? How much of a harchoke do you need? So I thought the same thing, you need a harchoka. Many achrenim say with theirs, you need a harchoka of chesamis. Minchas Elozer writes like that, others write like that. Like Rabbi Shlomo Eiger says, you shouldn't have interlocking tvisas hakev, you need a harchoka of chesamis. The same as Yisrael with an ochri, maybe more. So this prominent Talmud Chacham wrote, no, you don't need. Because since Meisei Akum, most of the Rambam holds Meisei Akum and Amitami Ba'ohel, so the whole Gzeir Hashem, Yahil Olav, doesn't apply. Yahil Olav is not Mitame. So Meisei Akum, there is no Din de Rabbanan of Dalet Amos. So there are no interlocking Tvisa Hakever. So just Israel has a Tvisa Hakever Dalet Amos. All you need is a Harchok Hakever Dalet Amos. You don't need Ches Amos. Reb Shlomo Eger and all the others, they're talking, that both are Jewish, one is a Meshumet, one is an Avid Avad Izara. So they're both Jewish, they're both Metami Bo'ohel, so each one has a Tfisas HaKeber, but if one is a Nachri, you don't need the Dalarams. I thought it was a Pella. According to this, Talmud Chochma wrote this Tshuva, the whole Shir of Dalarams, according to him, is only Midi Rabbanan. So on the level of the Raisa, there is no din of Dalaramas. So what's the sheer hachaka between a Jew and a Goy? Between Tzaddik and a Rosh? Mamash, if you bury the Mason touching each other, there's no sheer hachaka at all, Minatar. It doesn't make any sense. There's no need for any sheer. It doesn't make any sense. What's the sheer hachaka if Enkarv and Tzaddik Eitzel Rosh? I thought the Pashtus is that Dalaramas is Tvisas Hakeh, but that's a din de Raisa. That's not a din de Rabban. I thought the opposite, the sheer Dalaramas, that Dalaramas Samach Lameis is Metame, that's a Din Derabbanan based on the Din Deraisa. Not that the Din of Tvisas HaKever is a Din Mederabbanan based on this Gzera Derabbanan. The Din of Tvisas HaKever is a Din Deraisa, the Harayif and the Din, that when you bury the Sudah Shenechlang boy, and you bury the Evan Sheniskal boy, and the Sayif Shenerag boy, you have to bury it imo b'tfusas. You don't bury mamish with the mace in the same coffin. You bury toch dalaramas. I thought the whole thing was a mistake what he wrote. But there must be a shia deraisa. So I thought the shia deraisa certainly is dalaramas is a tfisas hakever for each person. The Pashta says that this idea called the tikkun rabban kein deraisa tikkun. This was a recurrent theme in Rav Soloveitchik's shurim. He would often discuss dinam. We discussed it a little bit. The Gemara in the first daf in Perik Kol HaKelim. So the Gemara says that the laws of Muktzah were patterned after the dinim of Kabbalah's Tumah, that there were four categories of things that are Mekabel Tumah, other Mekalim, Ochlam, and Mashkim, and whatever is not Mekabel Tumah is because it's a piece of junk, Eitz Mavon of the offer. So there they made the Gzera Derabbanan of Tilton Muktzah. But on the four things that are important, how do you determine what's of value, what's junk, what's garbage, or whatever is Mekabel Tumah is important. Whatever doesn't fall under those four categories, that's Eitz Ma'amanu Yofa, that's Muktzah Machmas Atzma. So the Gemara says the Dinim of Muktzah patterned after the Dinim there. It's not 100% patterned after because Anochri is not Mekabel Tumah, and Klei Glodim, Klei Avonim, Klei Adom are not Mekabel Tumah. But nonetheless, Odin Mekalim are not considered Muktzah, even if it's Anochri who's not Mekabel Tumah, and even if it's Klei Glodim, Klei Avonim, Klei Adom. And Oichlam and Mashkim are Mekabel Tumah only if it's Malodim, if it's Meichel Behem, it's not Mekabel Tumah, but Meichel Behem is not Muktzah either. But it's patterned after the Dinim Deraisa. The Gemara there, the first daf in Kol Kisvi also talks about that the details are not exactly identical, but it's patterned after that Din. This was a recurrent theme in Rav Soloveitchik's shurim. He gave a lot of shurim on that. So there's a famous Taz that appears in a few places in Shulchan Aruch, one of the places Rabbi David Cohen from Flatbush put out a whole sefer. The title of the sefer is Dibrei HaTaz HaYaduim. HaTaz HaYadua. Taz HaYadua is this Taz. One place is in a Kuf Yud Zayin Siv Katan Aleph, where the Taz says that the Chachamim don't have authority to make a Gzera Derabban Keneged Dovah HaMufurish Batayra. And he explains a certain din. The Taz appears in three places in Shulchan Aruch, three different halachas. He explains based on this. It's really a machlokes. So Rishonim, some Rishonim say beferish like the Taz, some Rishonim say beferish against the Taz. Rather, there's a Tosfos and Megillah, and the Avdalah on the basis bothered with Akasha if the Chachamim made a prohibition that you're not allowed to read the Megillah on when Purim falls out on Shabbos, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu. So why didn't they prohibit performing a bris milah on Shabbos, Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu? Someone made the moil may forget and carry the knife, or the parents may forget and carry the baby. The baby can't even crawl. So it's like a kofus, it's like a choyla, that you don't say achay nasi asatzma if you can't walk at all. So the Miri collects all the rutsim. Miri there in Megillah says there are six terutzim. So one of the terutzim is what the achrenim say, that in today's sedra it says, v'yamashminihim b'sara olosai, and the Gemara says that that pasuk is telling me that Mila is decha Shabbos. So the Miri, the question, is that called Dabah HaMefurish Batara? It just says, B'yam HaShmini'im HaPsar Losa. It says already in Parsha Lech Lecha, you do Mila B'Shmini. So why is it repeated here? So the Miri says, maybe that's like a Dabah HaMefurish Batara, and you can't have Gzera Derabban Keneg. So the details are questionable. Is it really called Dabah HaMefurish Batara? It doesn't really say explicitly that it's Decha Shabbos, but that's one of the terutzim that the Miri gives, and the Achrenim gave like that. This idea that Dabah HaMefurish Batara can't make Gzera Derabban is based on this assumption that all the dinim of the Rabbanan blend in to become a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh. min haTorah. That's how the Rambam sounds like he writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis. He writes, what are the different parts of the Torah Shebaal Peh? So he writes Pirushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe Misina, and then Halachas L'Moshe Misina, and then all the drushes that are based on Yud Gimel Linus. Then he has Achelik Arvi of the Torah Shebaal Peh, Adik Zeris and the Harchokas Dirabonim. So how was that Achelik of the Torah Shebaal Peh? That's a Din Dirabonim. From the Rambam would appear that the all Xeris Dirabonim blend in to become Achelik of the Torah Shebaal Peh, Min HaTorah. That's the Rav Soloveitchik thought. He gave shurim for the Balatim for many years in Maria. He gave shurim on Maseches Brachas. After he spent many, many years, so he said once in a public shiur, one can wonder, why did I spend so much time on Brachas? Most of Brachas is only the Rabbanon. So it was only Talmud Torah, the Rabbanon was Bittel Torah, the Raisa. Maybe I should have learned Tzvachim and Menachas, where the Roiv of the Mesicht is Dinam, the Raisa, and the Miyot is the Rabbanon. So it would be more Talmud Torah, the Raisa. So he said he doesn't think that that's correct. He thinks when you spend time learning Dinam, the Rabbanon, it's also Talmud Torah, the Raisa. The Chavis HaGabra, to observe the Dinam Dirabbanon, is only with the Rabbanon, but the Chavta Shal Torah, it is Menatar. That's what it really sounds like from that Rambam and the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah. So all the Dinam Dirabbanon blend in to become a Chelik of the Torah Shebaal Peh on the level of the Raisin. So that's all Pipashtas, why we say, called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein the Raisin Tikkun, the building blocks of all the Dinam Dirabbanon. You have to work with concepts that exist on the level of the Raisin. That's what I thought. That this Din of Dalet Amos, Saviv Lameis is Matami Midrabana, that's only Midrabana, Xerish and the Yahilola, but where'd they get a Shir Dal Aramis from? So I thought it's based on a Din Daraisa, that Tfusas HaKeber, Tfusas HaMeis, Tfusas HaKeber is Dal Aramis. And that's the real Din Daraisa for burying the Sudish and Nechmek boy. And that's the Din Daraisa for Hen Kaif and Sadik Eitzel Russia. So I thought for sure it applies to Meis Yakim as well as most of the major poskim, the European poskim wrote, not like this Tamad Chacham in Eretz Yisrael.